Yeah, I don't know if you talk about mismatches. I mean, Julius is the guy. We got to try to find a way to get the ball to him, no matter what defense they're playing. I certainly think he is, you know, can be a matchup problem for certain defenses. But a couple of good calls by Adam, you know, the third down, the one down there by the end zone, good call, man-to-man. Julius beat him on a crossing route. And then the long one got him in man-to-man again. And, you know, it's just tough to cover a guy who runs as well as he does. And then the third down was an audible where we got him a man again, and he ran a good route. So good game by him, good start, and I think all the hard work he put into this offseason paid off tonight for him. I think it means you have to be old. You have to be 38 years old probably at least to beat all 32 teams. So I don't think I'll have that one up on my mantle or anything like that. Let's put it that way. Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, usually opening night, my history is you come out a little sluggish because it's opening night and just guys have nerves and jitters. But we came out playing at such a high level with four scores and, you know, had to set up with a field goal on the one drive, but three touchdowns after that. So we set the bar pretty high in the first half. And so it was disappointing in the second half, you know, the three and out, the first series. And for whatever reason, we just couldn't quite get over the hump. And it's our execution wasn't as good. I don't think there was a real huge change in our scheme or their scheme. We just didn't execute as well. So thank goodness we had the one touchdown drive. Demaryius had the nice play on the screen pass, and Monte made a heck of a run to get into the end zone. That drive ended up being the difference, and thank goodness our defense came up with some big stops. What's that? Our team? Oh, I couldn't say. I thought we played at a good tempo in the first half, and we wanted to do that in the second half. We just couldn't stay on the field. To play at a good tempo, to try to get them running, you have to convert third downs and stay on the field. We just had some had a three and out early and just had some drives where we just didn't convert. So it's something that we'll definitely learn from, and we've got to find a way to play all four quarters as an offense. Thank goodness our defense picked us up when the offense wasn't doing their job quite as well.
Did you feel in the second half that the timing and the patterns weren't there and need some work with some of your new receivers?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I got to see the film. I think overall it was just our execution wasn't as good. I can't point to one particular thing, but our execution was not as sharp in the second half as it was in the first half. Certainly, I think we proved in the first half we can do it. Just got to do it every single possession. Yeah.
Is he fitting in pretty well?
I think he is, yeah. I mean, it's not easy, you know, changing teams, changing offenses, and he has gotten better each week, and hopefully he'll continue to improve throughout the season. But my confidence is high in him. Started out the game going right to him, then had the long one to him where we almost got a touchdown. So I thought it was a good start for him in his first game as a Bronco. Yeah, not really. I mean, it's opening game of the season. We were excited. Been fortunate to open up the season here at home 3 years in a row, and had three wins. So the crowd was in it, which was good. I thought they played a good big role with the crowd noise. And you know, it's a different year, and so it's good to be 1-0. Got the Chiefs division game next week. We got a lot of things we need to improve on, and. But it's a good start. Never take winning for granted.
Hey, sorry to ask you about this, but the defense, the offseason was an investment in nasty guys like Tlaib and Ware. Can you talk about the big plays and how that helps the whole team?
Yeah. Now, like I said, the defense came up with some big stops when we needed them. I thought it was a good overall team win. You know, offense did some good things, and when we were in a little bit of a rut, our defense picked it up for us. And Raheem made a couple of big plays for us, and thought you know, defensively, I know they had some letdowns at times as well, but there were some critical stops when they had to make them, and that was good to see.
Peyton, as you watch that game, you and Luck go at it. I think a feeling among some of us that Luck Luck's going to be the greatest quarterback in the game someday, and you're out there saying, not quite yet, time will come, you know, hold on there.
That's a little deep for a Tennessee graduate, Mike. I can't. Yeah. Hey, I know I'm on the record a number of times talking about what a great quarterback he is and what a great career he's going to have. So our defense was in for a tough challenge tonight. You know, stopping their offense, and they did a good job. But they're going to be a team to reckon with. You know, all season in the AFC. So. You know, for me, like I said, it was good to get off to the season with a win. Wasn't a perfect game by any means, but I had an old coach, Jim Moore, who said, "Don't ever take winning for granted." And sometimes people do it, and so I've learned not to do it. We will learn from it, from the mistakes that we made, and hopefully be even better next week than we were this week.
After a few more guys in the fourth quarter with the big lead, it seemed like you guys emphasized running the ball more as a competitor and as a Hall of Fame quarterback. Would you rather have
Well, I think we were pretty balanced. I felt the entire game, you know, running the ball, trying to establish Monte. The touchdown to Julius was off play action. The big play to Emmanuel was off play action. So I don't think you're hitting those plays if you're not running the ball, if you're not one dimensional. So I think everybody wants the ball in their hands in the fourth quarter. You know, Monte wants us probably to call a running play, and sure, I'd like to, you know, have it and be able to complete passes. And you know, I'm disappointed I missed the one to Emmanuel, and then Bubba and I weren't quite on the same page on the last one. So those are areas we can work on. I think Adam's aggressive in those situations, trying to mix it up, whether it's run or pass. And I think you got to be, you know, three-dimensional in those scenarios to keep the defense off guard. I think they have a lot of good players, and so obviously Robert's a great player, but I think they have a lot of great players even without Robert.
Anything else? Okay. Oh, last one, Jeff.
You were almost exclusively three-line down the stretch last year in the playoffs. Did you like what you did with Virgil and Julius?
Well, we've worked a lot of the two tight end package all the training camp, you know, and we think Virgil gives us some things, you know, that a little bit of a different formation and a different look, and you get some different defenses when he's in there. And I thought he did a good job in the blocking. Like I said, the touchdowns the play action pass to Julius, the deep one was off. Virgil was in there blocking with good protection. So I think we're always looking to mix it up, keep the defenses off balance.
Okay, thanks, Pat.
All right, thank you all.